Man, go celebrate with your team. Congratulations.
You.
Tears still coming down for Mikel. Highly emotional time for Rory Williams as now he's going to embrace Rory again, man. Unfinished business at the state tournament as Thunder Basin's taking a trophy back to Gillette as they win this game. Man, Rory Williams, well, you did it, man. We talked about this in December. Okay, here's what I said at the end. I said, after year one, you guys won five games. In year five, you are state champions. Describe what you feel when you watch your seniors celebrate, when you watch your seniors tear up, happy, joyful tears. Explain this scene we see right now.
You know, it's just it's surreal, man. It's, you can't describe it. You just want to take it all in, and you're just so happy for them. I mean, just the pressure that they've had all year, it's not easy, and they've handled it so well. And, you know, obviously last night was a really fun game, and tonight was the ultimate goal, and they finished it. And that's the one word I put up on that whiteboard today was finish it. And I'm so happy for them. I'm just, it's amazing. This is an amazing feeling. I could have never felt this and thought it was going to feel like this. It's just, I'm so happy for them.
Same formula tonight as it was all season long. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have Deegan Williams, Mikel Holte, both can score, both can hit threes. So maybe there's a scoring law. All of a sudden, Baker hits a three.
Yep.
Cox hits a three.
Yep.
Maybe you give up a 7-0 run. All of a sudden, Loughran Boyce gets a block shot.
Yep.
The defense steps up. Ayers gets a steal. Everybody has chipped in for 3 years, Rory. You were the hottest team going into state 2 years ago. COVID ended that.
Yeah.
You had a lot of hopes, and you were one of the favorites with Cheyenne Central to win state. That ended in heartbreak, and now this year, you were the clear-cut favorites. You come in with unfinished business, and like you said, you finished the job. How amazing is that?
You know, it's just, it's awesome. It's awesome, and it, you know, these guys, these, especially the seniors, but, you know, our whole team, they just, they hold each other accountable. You know, they're so mature at this level. They had one goal, and they reached it tonight. Just look over there. Look at all the families.
Wow.
And the kids and the tears and, you know, and they brought it to practice every day. Every day. They never overlooked an opponent, not once. They can't. We can't do that. We're not built like that. And just they bought into the process the whole time. And, you know, defensively we were really good again tonight, just like you said. And we made enough shots to get out of here. But, you know, it's just is really special. And I'm so proud of those guys.
I'm going to leave with one comment. There's a senior standing there getting interviewed right now, Kate Ayers. At one point, one season, he lost a state title game in football,
mm-hmm.
basketball, and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a state champion now. When you look at that kid right now, what goes through your mind?
You know, just his toughness. You know, he's playing on a sprained ankle, you know, with 1 week off. What the ultimate teammate, right? He doesn't care if he scores a point. He just wants to go guard their best dude, night in and night out. And that's not in the papers very much, right? And he don't care. He doesn't care. He just wants to bring it every day because he knows that's how we're going to win with him doing that. But, you know, it's just, yeah, I'm going to miss those guys. Can we play again?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to miss those guys. I mean, it's kind of hit me right now that those guys are done. I don't get to yell at them anymore. I don't get to talk to them anymore. I don't get to be around them anymore. And that's what I'll miss the most. I love them as basketball players, but I love them even more as kids. And that's what I'm going to miss, just being around them.
I want to let you go after one last question. This last question is about family.
Mm-hmm.
You just won a state championship with Deegan Williams and Bodie Williams on your team. Yeah, you get emotional when you talk about it. How amazing is it? Like, think about that first. Look at Bodie over there. Look, he's a sophomore. He wants two more, by the way.
I know.
It's incredible. What a ride it's been.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you have words to describe what it's like to win with your sons, man.
I don't.
This is what you've wanted.
It's not an easy ride.
No.
It wasn't an easy road to get here. And to share that moment with them, it was nothing's ever going to beat that.
No.
I love those guys. I love all those guys, not just my boys. I love all those guys. And I'm going to miss them. I'm going to miss them.
Rory, I'm across the table. I'd give you a hug right now, but I'm kind of across the table. We'll
thanks,
have to embrace
man.
Afterwards.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks for
man.
All you do.
No,
thanks.
Thank you, Rory. Thanks for the ride. Thunder Basin, they're state champions. They're bringing a trophy to Gillette in their fifth year of existence. What else do I need to say?